It's a mostly cloudy and cool Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures below average. That's been the theme for quite a while now. And all in all, temperatures will remain below seasonable levels in the coming days. In fact, later this week, we'll have another shot of cool air coming in. And I've been talking about a bit of an early fall preview recently. Well, I tell you, by Friday, it's going to be the coolest it's been in quite a while, so we're going to really feel that chill as we move into the early part of September. Right now, we have clouds in our area. There's been a bit of sunshine in spots, especially north and west of the capital region, and the clouds are attached to a storm that's well to our south. It's actually down around the Carolina coastline this afternoon. There is a shield of rain from the Carolinas north into the mid-Atlantic, and as we move into tonight, there is the chance that a few of those showers will make it as far north as the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, and even into portions of western Massachusetts. For the rest of us, we'll stay mostly cloudy, but dry moving through the overnight hours. That storm is going to trek off to the east, working well south of Long Island later tonight into the day tomorrow. And as we go into the day tomorrow, any lingering spotty showers early will end southeast of Albany. We'll have some clouds around during the morning, and then we'll see some nice breaks of sunshine come through during the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be up into the 70s for your Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we'll see highs generally again in the 70s. There'll be a cold front that approaches on Thursday, so we'll have some clouds in the mix, and there's the chance for some showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms on Thursday. It's following that front on Friday that we will have a gusty breeze out of the north and a shot of cool air that may have you reaching for that jacket even during the warmest part of the day on Friday. Now we head down to the tropics with Harvey, which is still a tropical storm. The storm actually came off the Texas coast back into the Gulf of Mexico, so it's over water right now. It's actually expected to make another landfall as a tropical storm, likely over Louisiana sometime tomorrow. It won't have the wind intensity like it did when it was a hurricane late last week, but the heavy rain threat continues. It's starting to shift, though, a little bit farther east, so it's eastern Texas into Louisiana, and even Mississippi and Alabama are expected to get some moderate to heavy rainfall as that system continues to just pour tons of rain on portions of the Gulf Coast. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 68 to 76. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, morning clouds, then becoming partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, especially in the Berkshires, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, morning clouds, then becoming partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. On Friday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cool, with highs in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.